My name is Cecily Gittimer. I'm 18 and I'm a graduating senior from Flagstaff Arts and Leadership Academy. So I think I had kind of a unique experience with this because I was on a class trip in New York while all of this was going down, which we ended up having to come home early because my teachers weren't sure if the airports were going to close or what was happening. And it all really progressed within that 1 week that we were gone. So we were kind of like, oh, this is serious. And my class saw the last Broadway show that they had for whoever knows how long. It's really weird because senior year is supposed to be such a time of bonding with your friends and just like doing the things you're not necessarily supposed to do. Like senior ditch day, we all had plans to go to the creek in Sedona as one class and just really have these moments that united us before we left for college and parted ways, but we never really got that. So it was just a weird transition from seeing everyone every day to now not seeing them for several months. But it's been weird not being able to hug people or stand close to them and just do the things we normally do. Fall of graduation is usually really long. It's one of the smallest high schools in Flagstaff with one of the longest graduations because we have performances of all sorts, and that's not happening this year, which is weird. I think instead we're doing kind of a drive-in where people pull up their cars to Fort Tuthill, and we're just doing something from there, still reading letters from family, and we have a little slideshow of pictures of people from little kids to now. So we're still doing something, but it's not the same, and there won't be the graduation parties that everyone looks forward to, and family can't fly out and see it, so it's just definitely something to adjust to. Today I'm going to be reading It Couldn't Be Done by Edgar Albert Guest. I think this poem really sums up what most of the class of 2020 is feeling, but we're going to push on regardless. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with the trace of a grin on his face if he worried he hid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he'd begun it. With a lift of his chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quit it, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands to tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands to prophesy failure. There are thousands to point out to you, one by one, the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just starting to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it.